USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The U.S. reported record new COVID case numbers on Saturday for the second straight day with nearly 279,000 cases. A record 695 deaths were reported by health authorities in California. The State Department of Health reports more than 29,000 COVID deaths in the state. More than 367,000 Americans have died with COVID-19. The new coronavirus variant has also now been detected in four travelers from Brazil who landed in Tokyo. A plane has crashed off the coast of Indonesia, USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
A Boeing 737-500 carrying 62 passengers and crew has crashed in the sea northwest of Jakarta, Indonesia. The plane went down about 4 minutes into the 90-minute flight Saturday. Officials said all of those on board Flight 182 were from Indonesia and there were no survivors.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
The Ravens came back from a 10-0 deficit to defeat the Titans 20-13 in AFC wildcard action this afternoon. Lamar Jackson ran 16 times for 136 yards. It's his first career playoff victory. Up next is the Bears versus the Saints. They're now playing in the first quarter, followed by the Browns and Steelers at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Saturday's wildcard action saw the ending of several streaks.
The Buffalo Bills won their first playoff game since 1995, knocking off the Indianapolis Colts 27-24. Quarterback Josh Allen led the way, throwing for two touchdowns and running for another. The Los Angeles Rams upset the Seattle Seahawks 30-20. Running back Cam Akers ran for 31 yards and a score, and corner Darius Williams intercepted a Russell Wilson pass and took it 42 yards for a touchdown in the winning effort. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won their first playoff game since 2003, holding off Washington 31-23. Tom Brady threw for 381 yards and two scores.
College football championship between number 1 Alabama and number 3 Ohio State is played Monday night. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
House Democrats say they'll bring an article of impeachment against President Trump to the floor of the House of Representatives as soon as Monday. And while calls grow for the president to be removed from office, not everybody is on board.
The article being circulated accused the president of fomenting the unrest that led to Wednesday's breach of the Capitol building. More than 180 representatives, all of them Democrats, have signed on in support. Senator Pat Toomey doesn't see a reason to proceed with the impeachment process. The Pennsylvania Republican tells Fox News that while he thinks the president's behavior warrants the effort, an impeachment wouldn't be prudent.
I have to say, I do think the president's behavior this week does disqualify him from serving. But we've got 10 days left, 11 days left. He's not going to be serving after that time. We'll have a new president. I don't know whether logistically it's actually even really possible or practical, and I'm not sure it's desirable to attempt to force him out, what, a day or two or three prior to the day on which he's going to be finished anyway. So I'm not clear that's the best path forward.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The country of Pakistan is in a blackout due to a major national power grid failure. A fault caused power plants across the country to shut down. This is the most widespread blackout in Pakistan since 2015. There have been long lines at gas stations as people rush to buy fuel for their generators. The waits taking hours in some places. Power has since been restored to major parts of the capital city of Islamabad. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.